اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا بعده وتفرقا معصوما. اللهم ولا تدع فينا شقيا ولا محروما. One of the Sahaba, his name is Zahir. Try to memorize this name because his story is amazing. Zahir, he used to live in the deserts. In our language, he's a Bedouin, or in the classical language, Arabi. Now, this Arabi from the Sahaba, whose name is Zahir, used to come to the Medina at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and every time and then, to sell the products that he makes out there where he lives. He used to love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam amazingly, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved him very much, to a degree that he used to say, Zahiru badiyatuna wa nahnu hadiratuh. He used to say, Zahir is our desert and we are his city. Now, what distinguished Zahir is that Allah has tested him with some kind of difficult test. He was very, very, very ugly person. Kana damiman jiddan. His face was very ugly. So as if Prophet Muhammad was trying to like fill the gap, sometimes maybe he's looking down at himself or somehow. He loved Prophet Muhammad loved him. But this is the basic part of the story, to know about his character, this Zahir. He was a very ugly person in his face. Once he came to the market of the Medina, he was selling his products before coming to visit Prophet Muhammad. It happened that Prophet Muhammad was passing by the market and he noticed that Zahir is selling his products. So he wanted to make like a, out of sense of humor, he wanted to make a joke with him. Prophet Muhammad wanted to make a joke with Zahir. He came from the behind and he closed his eyes and he said, من يشتري العبدة؟ من يشتري العبدة؟ Who would like to buy this slave? Now I need you to put you in the context of that time. If someone claims that this is my slave and he escaped from me and the people believed him, most likely they would attack that supposedly escaped slave. They will capture him and they will hand him to the person who's claiming that his master and he will be a slave. It's not a joke. I mean, it's not any joke. It's a very serious joke at that time in their culture. So when he closed his eyes and he said, "Man yashtari abda," for a second, you can imagine the fear that came to the heart of Zahir. Then he looked behind. Who was the one who was making this joke with him? It was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He smiled, you know? And then he said, Ya Rasulallah, idhan tajiduni kasidan ya Rasulallah. He said, Ya Rasulallah, don't waste your time. Even if you do this, no one will pay a penny for me. I deserve nothing. You see? He's like, oh, that's Rasulullah. It's not with me. No one will buy me. Which means, even if they believe you that I'm a slave, Ya Rasulullah, no one will buy it. When they see my face, no one will look at me. So don't waste your time, Ya Rasulullah. Look how he was looking at him. So it's part of his test. Look to the reply of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قَالَ وَلَكِنَّكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ لَسْتَ بِكَاسِدٍ يَا زَهِرٍ. He said, Zahir, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are not kasid, you are of great value. I don't care what the people think about you. I care with what Allah thinks about you. The story is finished. What is the message? It's not the message that I want. Now, the first message, we need to know, none of us but is in a test. So everyone has his own test. Maybe my test that I'm too short and I don't like this, or I'm too tall and I don't like this. Maybe my test is I'm not clever. My IQ is, okay, something very humble, my IQ, or why I'm not clever than that person. Maybe my test that I'm poor. Maybe my test that I'm weak physically in my muscles. Maybe every one of us has his own test. So try. First message, whatever test you have, please look to the other blessings, ni'am, that Allah has given you. Don't keep focusing just on one thing and forget other tens of things. I may, maybe, my IQ ability is so humble, but I may have a cleverness in the social life and the people they love me. I may be poor, but I'm very handsome and very successful in my social relation. I might be, for example, clever, okay, and poor. You know, when you put things together, always you will find blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, whatever negatives from your point of view you think that you are tested with, basically Allah will not look at you through them. They have no value, which means if the fact that I have a low IQ, or I'm short, or I'm weak, this will not be part of my, you know, accountability when I sit before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The point that Allah will hold me accountable is basically my attitude from Him. Okay? My intention towards Him. Am I holding the attitude of gratitude to Him? Am I respecting Him? Do I love Him or not? Regardless whether I'm tall or short, or black or white, or clever or whatever. This is just part of the, you know, marginal things in daily life. The true tests, look what he says, لَكِنَّكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ لَسْتَ بِكَاسِدٍ يَا زَاهِرٍ. Right? You know, I don't care with this. The people, they look at you down. No. Allah looks at you as something very high. So let's do our best to deal with Allah depending on what's the value of Allah in our life. Don't try to view Allah through the weakness points that you are tested with. Be careful. Look to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, through gratitude, through respect, through love, through purification of your intention. By this, you will be the happiest person on earth by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.